What if you could print a high-performance solar panel, almost like a newspaper? And what if that technology could boost efficiency by over 30% compared to today's best silicon panels? This isn't science fiction. As of this week, an American company, backed by the Department of Energy, has started shipping exactly that. The next energy revolution isn't coming. For manufacturing and technology leaders, it has arrived. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing on the technology that's reshaping industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we are focused on one story with massive global implications. Perovskite solar technology is moving out of the lab and onto the factory floor. For years, this was about dazzling efficiency records and controlled settings. But a flurry of announcements in late May and early June 2026 shows the race for mass production is now on. We'll break this down into three critical fronts: the American push for commercialization, Japan's coordinated national strategy, and China's sheer manufacturing scale in action. This is the starting gun for the next generation of renewable energy. Troy, let's start in the United States. We've been hearing about perovskite potential for years, but it always seemed 5 to 10 years away. What changed this week?
The change is the difference between a blueprint and a finished product. A California-based company called Tandem PV just began shipping its first U.S.-made T20 tandem modules to utility-scale customers.
Tandem modules? That means they're layering this new perovskite material on top of traditional silicon cells?
Exactly. The perovskite top layer captures high-energy blue light, and the silicon bottom layer captures lower-energy red light. This combination pushes module efficiency targets above 30%, breaking through the theoretical limits of silicon alone. Tandem PV just secured $36 million in funding, enough to fully capitalize a 40-megawatt demonstration plant.
So this isn't a small pilot project. And I saw that former U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm just joined their board. That feels like a significant vote of confidence.
It's a massive signal. It aligns the company with federal industrial policy. This isn't happening in a vacuum. The Department of Energy is explicitly backing high-speed manufacturing. One of its key projects with Energy Materials Company is using Kodak's roll-to-roll printers, the same tech used for photographic film, to print perovskite solar cells. Their goal is a 5-fold increase in coating speed, targeting an eventual annual production capacity of 4 gigawatts.
4 gigawatts from a printing process. So for U.S. and European manufacturers, what does this actually mean? Is this a threat?
It's both. For solar installers and project developers, it's a huge opportunity to access domestically produced, higher efficiency panels. For equipment manufacturers, it opens a new market for advanced deposition and encapsulation machinery. The threat is to any company, U.S. or European, that is still solely focused on incremental improvements to silicon technology. The game is changing.
And for trading companies and distributors?
They need to act now. This is the moment to begin vetting these new American suppliers like Tandem PV. They must assess not just the technology, but the bankability, the warranty, and the long-term reliability data, which the DOE's new testing protocols are designed to validate. Securing early distribution rights for a leading U.S.-made tandem module could be a decisive competitive advantage.
So the actionable insight for executives?
Task your strategic teams to engage directly with these emerging U.S. perovskite players. The transition from pilot scale to mass production is happening in the next 18 months. You need to understand their production roadmap and build relationships now, or risk being shut out of the next generation domestic supply chain.
Troy, let's shift to Japan. It seems like they're taking a very different, more coordinated approach. We saw the launch of a new industry-wide council.
That's right. 5 major Japanese companies, including giants like Panasonic Holdings and chemical expert Sekisui Chemical, have formed the Japan Perovskite Solar Cell Promotion Council, or JPSC. This isn't just a research consortium, it's a strategic body designed to build an entire industrial ecosystem.
What do you mean by ecosystem?
They are tackling the non-technical barriers to adoption. JPSC's mandate is to establish safety and quality certifications, standardize product specifications, build a robust domestic supply chain for precursor materials, and even research recycling methods from day one. They are building the rails before the train leaves the station.
And the train is leaving. We saw that Sekisui Chemical has officially launched its flexible perovskite solar cell, branded Solafil.
Correct. They began the full-scale market introduction in March 2026. This is a film-type cell, extremely lightweight and flexible, designed for surfaces that can't support heavy, rigid silicon panels, like building facades, curved roofs, and warehouses. Sekisui is targeting a 100-megawatt mass production line by 2027, aiming for 20% efficiency and, critically, a 20-year service life.
That 20-year lifespan is key. It addresses the biggest historical weakness of perovskites, which was durability. How does this connect to the government?
It connects directly. The Japanese government announced plans to deregulate perovskite installation by fiscal year 2026. They're clarifying building codes for building integrated photovoltaics, or BIPV, and easing factory location laws that were designed for ground-mounted panels. This removes the red tape that would slow down products like Solafil.
So, how does this coordinated Japanese strategy affect Western manufacturers?
European and U.S. manufacturers should see this as a powerful model for industrial policy, but also a direct competitive threat in high-value applications. Companies like Sekisui and Kanika, which is targeting BIPV roof tiles by 2028, could dominate the market for aesthetically integrated solar. If you're a Western building materials company, this is a clear signal that your roofing, cladding, and facade products are about to be disrupted.
What should trading and distribution companies know?
The Japanese market for BIPV and flexible solar is about to ignite. Sourcing from Japan will mean access to standardized, certified products backed by major industrial names. Understanding the new BIPV design standards will be crucial for any company looking to import, distribute, or install these next-generation products, whether in Japan or Europe.
The actionable insight?
Executives, particularly in the construction and building material sectors, must treat BIPV as an immediate strategic priority. Monitor the standards coming out of the JPSC, as they could become global benchmarks, and begin exploring partnerships with Japanese firms to integrate this technology before they become entrenched competitors.
Finally, Troy, let's talk about China. While the U.S. focuses on commercializing startups and Japan on building a national ecosystem, what's the story from China?
The story from China is one word: scale. We just saw this at the SNEC 2026 Solar Conference in Shanghai. GCL Perovskite announced a dual record breakthrough on a massive 2042 square centimeter module, but the real headline was from Trina Solar.
What did Trina announce?
They unveiled a perovskite silicon tandem module with a peak power output of 907 watts at 29.2% efficiency. The critical detail here is the size. It was on an industry standard 3.1 square meter module. This isn't a lab scale device. It's a full-sized panel ready for a solar farm, and it was validated by Germany's TÜV SÜD.
So China's established solar giants are pivoting their massive manufacturing power towards this new technology.
Precisely. We also saw a report from another Chinese research team that achieved 33% efficiency on a tandem cell that retained 90% of its performance after 1,000 hours of operation. Their key claim is that the technology is compatible with existing industrial production lines. This signals they are solving the twin problems of durability and manufacturability simultaneously.
This sounds like a repeat of what happened with traditional silicon panels, where China came to dominate global production.
It's the same playbook, but accelerated. The announcements from SNEC, with over 20 companies showcasing perovskite modules, indicate the entire Chinese PV industry is shifting in unison. They are leveraging their existing scale, supply chains, and manufacturing expertise to move on this technology with incredible speed.
What is the direct impact on U.S. and European manufacturers?
It is an urgent and significant competitive threat. The idea that Western firms can compete on volume or cost in the mass market module space is likely not viable. They must focus on defensible niches, highly specialized applications, novel form factors like Sekisui's flexible films, or advanced domestic manufacturing processes like the DOE and Kodak's roll-to-roll printing.
And for trading companies preparing to source these new products?
They should anticipate that high-efficiency, low-cost handle modules from suppliers like Trina, Genco, and GCL will be commercially available within 24 months. The process of qualifying these suppliers and their products needs to begin immediately. However, they must also factor in geopolitical risk, potential tariffs, and the clear danger of over-reliance on a single country for a critical energy technology.
So the key actionable takeaway for our Western executive?
You must operate under the assumption that 30% efficient mass-produced Chinese tandem modules will be a market reality by 2028. Your 5-year strategy needs to account for this today. Whether you plan to compete with, source from, or design around this fact, inaction is no longer an option. The competitive landscape for solar energy is being redrawn right now.
Troy, a lot to process this week. Let's boil it down. What are the 3 key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, commercialization is here, not coming. Perovskite Solar has left the lab, with the U.S.-based Tandem PV now shipping modules and Japanese firm Sekisui selling its SolarFill product. The focus has decisively shifted from research to industrial-scale manufacturing and reliability.
Second,
national strategies are shaping the market. Japan is providing a powerful playbook for how government and industry can coordinate on standards, regulation, and supply chains to build a competitive domestic industry. The U.S. and Europe must learn from this model of strategic alignment if they hope to foster their own robust ecosystems.
And the final, most urgent takeaway?
Third, the scale of the competition is immense. China's manufacturing giants are pivoting to this new technology at a speed and scale that could reshape the global market. China Solar's record-breaking industrial-sized module isn't a proof of concept. It's a statement of intent to dominate the next generation of solar production.
So the final word for executives?
The baseline for solar performance is about to change dramatically. Executives must immediately assess their position in this new landscape. Manufacturers need to forge partnerships with domestic innovators. Trading companies must start vetting new global suppliers. And every company in the energy value chain must prepare for a world where 30% efficiency is the new standard.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The pace of change is accelerating, and we'll be here to track the strategic implications for your business every step of the way.
Thank you for joining us.
Make sure you subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss next week's analysis. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. Goodbye.